Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, Mbombela 26 grade.
Got a crash, Kempton Park, R21 North at Voortrekker Road, Grasmere N1 South delays there, and Houghton Estate, it's the roadworks on the M1 South, causing very heavy traffic towards Glenhove Road.
Ons begin in Midrand, waar 'n vrou in hegtenis geneem is vir die beweerde moord op haar kerel. Die polisie het 'n klag van bure ontvang, rakere 'n onderontsie wat plaasgevind het. Gauteng se polisie woordvoerder Mavela Masondo.
The suspect is expected to appear before Alexandra Magistrate Court on Thursday, the 25th of September 2025.
Die dogter van 'n vrou wat in Heidelberg in Gauteng in geslagsgebaseerde geweld dood is, het 'n beroep op die wetgewers gedoen om op te hou om oortreders op parol vry te laat. Anastasie Godi, wat 20 jaar oud is, toe haar pa ma in 2021 by haar huis vermoor het. Sy het by die nasionale parol hersieningsberaad in Pretoria gesê dat haar lewe tans in dat sy tans in vrees lewe nadat sy doodstrygemente van haar pa ontvang het. Die beraad duur vandag voort. Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het 'n bevel van 4,4 miljoen rand toegestaan wat in 24 bankrekeninge gehou word wat verband hou met 'n beleggingsbedrogspel. Die bedrogspel betrek Chinese burgers. Hulle het na bewering mense betaal om hul besonderhede te verskaf en gebruik. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag se woordvoerder Lumka Manjana.
The investors were lured into buying non-existing shares in sectors such as household furniture, agriculture and mining, but will not get their promised returns.
Nou na die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek en dis waar die Nasionale Polisiekommissaris Fani Masemola die polisieminister Senzo Mkhunu daarvan beskuldig het dat hy sy magte misbruik het. Anastasie Mogopo berig.
Masemola testified at the Madlanga Commission that the minister not only failed to consult him but also ignored KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and the task team's project leader Dumisani Khumalo, who is also the head of crime intelligence.
It seemed that the matter could not wait. I received a call from Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi the same day, 2nd January 2025. He told me that he saw in the media a letter from the minister to me to disband the PKTT.
He told the inquiry that the decision should have been raised as a proposal, not imposed as a unilateral order. Anastasie Mogopo, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
Die Hooggeregshof van Mpumalanga het vandag argumente aangehoor oor die oorlede voormalige adjunk president David Mabuza se pensioenfonds van 44 miljoen rand. Dit volg nadat Mabuza se dogter Tamara Selinda die hof genader het om die verdeling van haar pa se pensioenfonds deur Alexander Forbes te keer. Selinda beweer dat haar ma Mabuza se tradisionele vrou was. Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Kanada is die jongste land wat amptelik 'n Palestynse staat erken. Dit volg nadat internasionale druk teen Israel toeneem oor die humanitêre krisis in Gaza. Kanada se eerste minister, Mark Carney.
Since 1947, it has been the policy of every Canadian government to support a two-state solution for lasting peace in the Middle East.
Die eerste minister van België het hom ook daartoe verbind om die staat Palestina te erken in ooreenstemming met 'n New York verklaring. Action on September 10 aan die stories op jackrandfm.com. Meer nuus om 1:00.
Sure, that was enough. Eish, what a day. Oh boy. Oh, there's another news story that's just broken. Shame, the girl ate a frog. They say she's going to croak. Oh, that's terrible. Hey,
Alex.
Chanel, did you hear about the magician? He was just driving down the street and then suddenly he turned into a parking lot.
Ooh.
Hey, that's scary, huh? And the wig thief has escaped from prison again. Cops still combing the area. Good luck with that one, guys. I'm sorry. Listen, we got to find a way of smiling through the pain of these renovations because they get into us, guys. Yo. So Biggie, but they did stop during the news bulletin because it's a guy with a groot